In this bulletin, Ukraine's president warns Russia will target other European countries as the leaders of three EU nations travel to Kyiv. New reports show that Islamophobia has surged in Australia in the 3 years since the Christchurch mosque terror attack in New Zealand. And in sport, the NRLW will expand to 10 teams by 2024 as part of a raft of changes to the Women's Rugby League in Australia. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is issuing a warning to world leaders, saying Russia will target other European countries. In a video address to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and representatives from the United Kingdom-led Joint Expeditionary Force, Mr. Zelensky thanked leaders for their support. But he says he's frustrated over NATO's refusal to implement a no-fly zone.
I'm grateful to every country who has taken a moral stance against Russian war machine. We can still stop Russian war machine. We can still stop the killing of people, and it will be easier to do it together. Stopping the destruction of the democracy and stop it now on our land, because else they will also come to you.
A cameraman and a journalist working for United States broadcaster Fox News have been killed in Ukraine. Pierre Zakrzewski and Oleksandra Kushinova died after their vehicle came under fire near Kyiv. The 55-year-old cameraman was travelling with correspondent Benjamin Hull, who has been taken to hospital after being wounded in the incident. Fox News issued a statement saying it was a heartbreaking day for the network. To New South Wales, and the state's transport minister says a new dispute with the rail, tram and bus union could cause another shutdown of Sydney's train network. The union wants the government to offer free travel on the network every Friday until June to make up for the disruption caused last month. Transport Minister David Elliott says some commuters in flood-affected regions, such as Richmond, have gone 3 weeks without services and says he's not going to give out free fares when there are no trains. But the union's New South Wales Secretary Alex Clarsons says the government is being disrespectful.
Everybody knows the story. We've been negotiating for our new enterprise agreement, which expired last May, and we've been trying all along to try and get a voice and to try and get people to listen to us, and we've been continually disrespected.
Islamophobia has surged in Australia in the 3 years since the Christchurch mosque terror attack in New Zealand. That's according to new research released on Tuesday by Charles Sturt University and the Australian Muslim Advocacy Network, which analysed 247 verified online and face-to-face incidents. It's found that most incidents involved hate speech or discrimination. Visibly Muslim women are the most common targets, with 85% of reported incidents involving women wearing the hijab. Australian National Imams Council Media and Youth Affairs advisor Dania Romea told SBS News that she's been the target of Islamophobia and believes the government needs to do more.
From the Australian government, I'd really like to see some legislation put in place to prevent Islamophobia and anti-Muslim sentiments from occurring. It has been 3 years, and that's quite a while, which is really concerning to know that it's still occurring in this day and age. And if they're not going to do that now, then when are they going to implement change?
Some Australians could soon be paying up to $7 for a regular coffee, according to the Cafe Owners and Baristas Association of Australia. The cost hike is due to rising transportation costs from shipping container shortages and unseasonal weather for growers, which is driving up the price of green beans worldwide. Local coffee roasters and cafe owners say they've held off passing on any rise to consumers for more than 6 months, while also dealing with the financial consequences of COVID-19. Coffee roaster Sam Gabrielian has told SBS News that this could lead to a further price increase.
This has been brewing for over a year now. The price of green coffee did increase 9 months ago. However, all the coffee roasters have held their pricing to help during this COVID situation, but unfortunately they can't hold on to these prices anymore. So they've had to pass them on to cafes, and cafes have had to increase their price of coffee by 20 cents to 50 cents that we've found, most people around the 50 cents mark. And I believe in the next 6 months, there might be a further rise.
to sport, and the National Rugby League women's competition will expand to 10 teams by 2024 as part of a raft of changes to the Women's Rugby League in Australia. The competition will grow to 8 clubs next year and 10 the following season. The league has also announced a $350,000 salary cap for clubs and a 28% minimum pay increase, alongside a 50% bump to representative player payments. And now for a look at today's weather forecast. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, humid and partly cloudy, 32. Melbourne, humid with a possible shower, 25 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 24. Canberra, mostly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, a shower or two, also 23 degrees. Sydney, much the same, 26. Newcastle, showers, 26. Brisbane, a light shower or two, 29. Cairns, showers, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 34 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.